The recent funding cuts to Echo Echo Dance Theatre, one of our city's most vital, inclusive and creative institutions, is more than just a funding decision. It's a profound blow to the cultural soul of Derry. Echo Echo is not just a stage, it is a community. A space where people of all ages, backgrounds and abilities have come together to create, to move, to heal and to imagine something better. It supports artists, it reaches into communities and contributes to our local economy. Removing its funding does real damage to the legacy we built as the first UK City of Culture. Equity are actually holding their annual conference in Derry today, and it's dreadful that the first item of business was a rally this morning against the harsh cuts to this wonderful, wonderful dance theatre. We must value our artists, we must protect our cultural institutions, and we must not allow Derry's creative future to be dismantled piece by piece. I urge Minister Lyons to review this decision, to restore funding to Echo Echo, and the work with the Arts Council to develop a fair, transparent and sustainable approach to arts investment, one that supports every part of our region, not just a few. The arts sector in Northern Ireland is underfunded when compared to the rest of these islands, and now we see decisions being made that compound regional imbalance. Derry and the North West deserve better. Deputy Speaker, I'm also concerned about the Minister of Communities' letters of expectations to the Arts Council, which includes language suggesting funding could be withdrawn from any group whose work is deemed disrespectful of any tradition. That is vague, it is subjective, and it risks silencing creative voices. We must safeguard artistic freedom, not stifle it. This decision comes at a time when communities are facing deep social and economic challenges. In moments like this, the arts are not a luxury. They are a necessity. They offer connection, resilience and opportunity. The recent decision to withdraw funding from Echo Echo Dance Theatre following last year's cut to the Waterside Theatre is not just a budget line, it's a cultural loss, a blow to community wellbeing and a threat to the creative economy of our city. Deputy Speaker, I'm deeply concerned about the growing pattern of disinvestment in the arts in Derry and the North West. Enough is enough.